Why don't we start by talking about this event that you have coming up on Saturday with the Zydeco Music?
We have on April 2nd a Zydeco party with Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience, his group of six people. Doors will open at 6:30 to give folks the opportunity of indulging in a buffet that we're offering, a Creole buffet. Now, the tickets for the program are general admission $15, senior citizen $13, and non-SAU students $11. And then you can also purchase tickets for the buffet for $18. And that menu includes chicken and andouille, sausage jambalaya, Cajun black and red fish, red beans and rice, fried okra, and bread pudding, along with beverages.
So is that typical to pair kind of a specific type of cultural music and the food with it?
You know, this is an atypical type of program. It's really a very, very upbeat kind of music. You know, when you talk about Zydeco music, you're talking about music which is, if you mentioned washboard and accordion. You know, and just mention that to anybody, they sort of know immediately, wow, that's got to be Zydeco. So we just thought that because of its upbeat tempo with the music, fun music, danceable music, that it would be fun to move this in our ballroom. And the Quad City Arts, we're doing this in conjunction with the Quad City Arts as a collaboration. And normally when we do these collaborations, they have a special Arts Pass program. And we usually offer those Arts Pass programs right before our main events. In this scenario, we thought, well, we've got the party set up for Friday. Why not continue the party, keep the party going for Saturday? So we're just doing a larger type of event for what we would be doing on Friday and keeping everything there.
What else can you tell us about Terrence Simeon or Zydeco music in general?
Well, you know, as I said, just that characteristic style of that washboard and the accordion, and usually the front man plays the accordion. But it's, you know, it's got influences of African and Afro-Cuban, and even the newer forms even have some hip-hop influences. And as I said, once again, to have somebody who is, I think, has been in this business, has been doing Zydeco music for as long as he has, I can't think of any other better representation right now.
So how does the Zydeco music compare to typical events at St. Ambrose? Do you usually try to get a plethora of different styles?
Boy, you've got it, Lacey. It's very eclectic. You know, as eclectic as we can make programming. And this, as a music form, is as eclectic as you can get. In the four-event professional series that we do, we try to be as variety-driven as possible. And that's primarily to fulfill our mission of trying to give students in a typical four-year college career as much of a breadth of different arts experiences as possible.
And how does that reflect the overall music community here in the Quad Cities?
I think it does. In fact, I think it mirrors it very, very well. There are a number of different types of music opportunities which the RME is offering, and which our different venues in the area offer. The River Center and Adler Theater offer a wide variety. So I think once again, variety is the spice of life. You know, it's I think vitally important for the culture of the community.
Can you talk about the relationship between the different venues in the area?
You know, it's interesting. We're all moving in our own different directions, but I think we're starting to understand the power of collaboration. Through the Experience Quad Cities, I applaud the effort of trying to get folks to collaborate further on different ventures. And it certainly gives us, and it had been a way to share what different programs all of us were considering. We're starting to learn to do that. But I think the community itself, and I can speak for the Iowa side of the river, is starting to also understand the value, you know, with the Central High School new auditorium going up, Bettendorf's new auditorium, and then with the opening of the new and improved Hancher in Iowa City, I think people really do understand what kind of value arts has in a community.
So with Quad City Live Month, we saw something similar last year with the museums and how it boosted people's attendance there. Can you talk about how that is going to help the art scene?
Oh, certainly. I mean, I think that it certainly helps give it value. And, you know, when people come to this this area, they're looking for those opportunities. You know, what does the Quad Cities have to offer and what kind of variety? It's just another aspect of what makes our community great here. So I think that it can't do anything but help.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's about it. I certainly hope to see everybody there. I think it's going to be a fun party. It's as I said, very atypical of what we normally do, which is what I think the arts need to also do is to do events in appropriate locations and appropriate facilities. And I think this will be perfect to have in our ballroom. Get your dancing shoes on and come down to the Rogalski Center on the 2nd of April, Saturday, at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. And also come hungry, because we have that buffet available. Thank you very much, Lacey.
Thanks for stopping by.
In another time, forgotten space, your eyes look from your mother's face.